find that letting go of how life brings that to me, like you were saying, you have that prayer of closeness with your mother. Life gave you that opportunity when you were in a situation where economically you had to move in with her. You know, life brought you, it somehow the things that I've wanted, I've had some horrible shit happen in the last 5 years, but ultimately the thing that I wanted at the end of it came about. And it was like life put me through a meat grinder, but I got to that point at the end of it where I had what I wanted. It was like the journey was not the one I would have chosen. But
yeah, who would choose Earth Life? I mean, really.
The clarity of the end goal was, it's like, you know, it was there.
But the thing is, you could have had a different experience than you did. Mm-hmm. You could have gone on many different paths if you wouldn't have had the clarity of where you wanted to end up.
Yeah,
you could have. And we've all done it. Don't you have some history where you headed one direction and then, whoops, got a little distracted? A little detour? Didn't know how to get back? So if you want it, email me and I'll send you a PDF on mission statements. I mean, if I were to ask everybody in the room, could you tell me your mission statement as a parent, as a spouse, as a friend, as a, whatever your work is, as a teacher, as a writer, as a healer, as a corporate executive? Could you just say it in one sentence and be complete? If you can't, I'm inviting you to beef up your clarity. That's all. It's not a criticism. It's an opportunity.
What about your mission statement as a human being?
That one's the most important of all.
Can your goal be just clarity?
Yeah, if you want to wimp out.
I don't know.
That can be a goal to have more clarity, but how does any goal happen? You take actual physical steps to make it happen. You know, there's a difference between prayerful thinking and wishful thinking.
Right.
Prayerful thinking involves action. Okay? Unfortunately for most humans, it involves fearful action, but that doesn't work very well. So clarity can be a great goal, but what are you going to do to get clarity? If clarity is your goal, what are the thoughts, what are the words, and what are the actions that would align you to clarity again and again and again? You need to learn that. Plenty of books on it. If you are not asking yourself empowering, tough, thought-provoking questions, you are running your life on old stuff. Are you ready for something new? It doesn't mean you give up all the good. You get to keep everything good and just add some more new good. That's all. But if you don't ask those questions and you don't go find information that's different and new, you're going to be limited by what the human mind can give you. It can only give you regurgitated stuff. So I was working with somebody, and I forget how it went exactly, but the bottom line was, I'm like, so let me just ask you a question. Do you want to be scared of the same old junk, or would you like to be scared of something new? I pick new. Good question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ask yourself. Next time you're doing that sabotage, procrastination, fearful thing, ask yourself. I already know this fear. No one stay there. Maybe you want to jump into being afraid of something you haven't experienced.
Yeah, but the thing is that with the old thing, you know how to deal with the new thing.
Yeah, we're all familiar with suffering. You might want to try something different.
This was the old one. I'm familiar.
And that is the human catch. And the fear that it might be more suffering, mm-hmm. But as you've heard witness today, any expansion gives you more than just suffering.
I did an interview with a survivor of Jonestown once who said one of the most profound things that has ever slapped me in the face when I asked her why she didn't leave. She said it was a shitty world, but we at least knew what the rules were.
Where was Jordan's time?
That was in the 70s.
The Kool-Aid thing?
Yep. Mm-hmm. The white
cult. They're following a cult.
Right.
And they all committed mass suicide.
All right. Well, here's the thing, guys. Let's cut to the chase. You're not in this room because you want to play small. You're not in this room because you want to stay in the same suffering. You are weird enough to come tap with a bunch of strangers. So you're going to have to let that one go. But there again is, did you ask good questions? Would somebody who wants to stay in the comfort zone of the suffering they already know really show up to tap with a bunch of grown-ups? Yeah, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. All right, so what happens to a lot of us in the human experience is we actually outgrow the comfort zone we've been in, but nobody's ever told us, then go get some new information to be in the next level. And so tapping only makes that a little easier. But you got to go get the new stuff to put in. Really, literally, giving yourself a year to pick something to experience and actually bringing yourself to that focus. What do I think, speak, and do to align with what I would like for 1 year? Will give you so much more than it could ever cost you.